Welcome to Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky, a podcast that is not just information, but impartation and activation. This podcast offers supernatural conversations that will encourage and equip you to live the Spirit-empowered life. Fireborn Ministries exists to see Jesus awaken this generation to the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen in to this powerful and encouraging conversation and share this episode of Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky. And thank you so very much for joining in to another adventure in the Holy Spirit. I'm your host, Jared Lasky. We are drawing near to Jesus. This is 2024. We are going live right now with a very important message, but I've got a free PDF available for you, How to Receive the Baptism with the Holy Spirit. Just this last week, we saw seven people receive the Spirit baptism. Some five were in Pakistan via a call into a church, a prayer meeting, and then two were over Zoom or even Facebook Messenger for the glory of God. Seven amazing people received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and that's why Fireborn Ministries exists, to see Jesus awaken this generation to the power of the Holy Spirit. Guys, I've got a special guest for you today. I'm bringing back Glenn Arekian, who is a uniquely gifted teacher. He's a conference speaker. He's got a TV program. It's going all around the world. He's written more than 30 books. He holds a master's degree from Life Christian University in Florida, and he's got a doctorate as well. And he is just doing amazing things for the glory of God. And today we're going to be talking about speaking in tongues and the interpretation of tongues. He's got several books available that I want to highlight: The Holy Spirit, The Supernatural, and You. And I have a link provided for that in the podcast description, but also The Power of Praying in Tongues, which we talked about last time on this podcast. So I'd encourage you guys to check out that prior interview that I had with Glenn Arekian about the power of praying in tongues. So please help me welcome Glenn Arekian to Adventures in Spirit. Welcome, Dr. Glenn.
Good to be with you, Jared.
Pleasure. Hey, since the last time we talked, can you catch us up to speed? Because you've had some favor be poured out upon your ministry, and it's just amazing what God is doing.
Well, I just returned back from Europe. I was in Switzerland, then I was in France. At the end of last year, we were also on TV on Pakistan, and that goes into 83 nations in the world over there. And then, of course, next week, I will be in London, England, and I'll be in Mauritius, Reunion Island, and different parts of the world. So it's just, and then also I'll be going to Asia, into Hong Kong, Macau, and then Singapore. So the Lord has been great and opening all kind of great doors for me. And we thank God because we're seeing a lot of people healed, hearing a lot about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Just like you, this is what the emphasis is all about, is about being imparted with the Holy Ghost.
Amen. So I'd love to hear, you know, just some story, you know, what is speaking in tongues? We talked about some of it last time on this podcast about the power of speaking in tongues, but what are some of the benefits for speaking in tongues?
There are myriads of benefits in praying in tongues. You know, one of the key to revival is praying in the Spirit. If you read Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse 3, we are told, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. That's the key to personal revival. That's the key to church revival. That's the key to national revival. When you're praying in the Spirit, you're filling up your cloud. Elijah taught us that when you pray, he went on top of the mountain. And as he prayed, he said to his servant, go out there and tell me what you see. And the servant says, I see nothing. He said, well, go again and go again and go again. He went seven times. And on the seventh time, he said, I see the cloud like the size of a man's hand. Well, that is what happens when you pray in the Spirit. You're filling up your cloud. You're filling up your bowl. Now, what will happen is that praying in tongues will create a tipping point. And this is where a lot of people are missing out. This is why a lot of churches are not experiencing revival, even though they may call themselves Pentecostal. It's because their cloud is not full or their bowl is not full. So this is why I pray in the Spirit all the time, pray in tongues, because I want to keep my bowl full. And just like the Apostle Paul in Revelation, John saw this revelation. He saw angels taking our prayers in the bowl, a golden bowl, and taking up to heaven. And then another angel, who is the Lord, took that prayer and put it upon the altar and then turned it into fire and threw it down on the earth, and it became an earthquake. Well, did that happen in the life of the Apostle Paul? Well, you better believe it. Remember when he was jailed, he was thrown in jail with him and Silas. But the Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas began to pray and sing praise unto God. Well, what happened there? They're filling up their prayer bowl with praying in tongues, praying in the Spirit. Because Paul said, I thank my God that I pray in tongues more than you all. And so when that prayer went up, Jesus took that prayer, put it up on the heavenly altar, and then threw it down as fire, and it became an earthquake. And that's what the Bible tells you. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, and all the prison doors were open. So tongues is the key to revival, and tongues is what's going to bring an earthquake into your earthly domain. Praise God.
Amen. And how do people receive the baptism of the Spirit? And then I guess the next question is, how do they grow in interpreting it?
Well, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is available to every born again believer. Now, here's the point that's very important for people to understand, that once you are born again, you have the Holy Spirit. That's the Spirit of God within you. But there is another working of the Spirit, which is called the Spirit of God upon you. Tongues is for empowerment and for service. So that is a different work of grace from just receiving salvation. So every born again believer has the Holy Spirit within them, but you need to have the Spirit of God upon you for empowerment. And it's available to anybody once they are born again, as you see in the book of Acts. Then once you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is your heavenly prayer language, that opens you up to the realm of the gifts of the Spirit. So this is why every born-again believer, if they want to experience and walk in the fullness of the nine gifts of the Spirit, they have to enter through the doorway of tongues. And once you enter into the doorway of tongues, that will open you up to the nine gifts of the Spirit. Now, but there is another phenomenon, because how did the Apostle Paul receive guidance? How will you receive guidance and direction in your life? Well, we know we can receive direction through the Word of the living God. Amen. Well, the word of God gives you the generic will of God. But how will you discover the specifics of your life? How will you discover where you're supposed to go, what you're supposed to do? You're going to get it through the guidance of tongues. If you read with me 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and we're going to read verse 9 till verse 12, and I want to show you a number of things here from that chapter. Paul says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, no ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. So the first thing you need to understand is that God has already got some things prepared for you. But how will you discover that prepared thing? In fact, I like to say it this way. God has a prepared plan and a prepared path, a prepared place, and a prepared portion, and a prepared people or person for you. But how will you discover that prepared plan? And a lot of believers live and die never discovering that prepared plan. Well, what did Paul says? He says, now remember, he says, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Paul was actually quoting from the Old Testament, from the book of Isaiah, and Isaiah does not use the word love, but Isaiah used the word wait upon him. God has prepared things for them that wait upon him. But Paul changes the word wait to the word love. Because if you love God, you will wait on God. If you wait on God, it means you love God. Well, how do you wait on God? You got to linger long in his presence. He says, but God has revealed them to us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now, let me read that to you from a different translation of the Bible, which is a fantastic version of the Bible. Paul says, this is what, in verse 9, this is what the scripture says, things never discovered or heard before, things beyond our ability to imagine, these are the many things that God has in store for all his lovers. Then verse 10, that's, I'm reading from the Passion Translation, but God now unveiled these profound realities to us by his Spirit, all right, but in verse 13 says, we articulate these realities with words imparted to us by the Spirit and not with words taught by human wisdom. So how do you discover the will of God, the plan of God, the path of God, is by speaking words inspired by the Holy Spirit. And that's how you get the interpretation. Now, these interpretations will come to you in the realm, I call it the eyes of tongues. Now, I need you to understand this. When you're praying in tongues, you're making inquiries. Now, I know in America we say inquiries, or however you say it, okay? But I you know, being raised in London, I can't bring myself to say inquiries. I got to say inquiries, okay? So I'm just joking with you.
It's all good.
I want you to write this down, okay? When you're praying in tongues, the interpretation of tongues will come through different avenues. Number one, impressions. I call this the eyes of tongue. So when you're praying in tongues, you're making inquiries. You're seeking the secrets of the heart of God to come into your heart. And it will come to you, and I call it the eyes of tongues, through impressions, through insights, through ideas, through images, through information, through intuition, through illumination. Did you hear that? Many times the interpretation will come to you for what I call the guidance through tongues, or the eyes of tongues, through impressions. You just have impression in your belly, okay? Through insights, through ideas, through images, through information, Holy Ghost information, through illumination, through intuition. And then once you have that, let me give you another eye of tongue. It gives you an infrastructure to build. Amen. So through these eyes, the interpretation will come through these different eyes: impressions, insights, ideas, images, information, illumination, intuition, and that gives you an infrastructure to build the life of your dream, or to build the plan that God has already prepared for you.
Do you want the power of God to be evident in your life? Do you need to receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit? Are you curious about the spiritual gift of speaking in tongues, and do you want it in your life? My wife and I have a free e-course available for you called The Baptism with the Holy Spirit, where you will learn the biblical truth and spiritual reality of the baptism with the Holy Spirit. And you'll hear true stories of how people received the promised gift. The videos in this e-course will expand your knowledge and understanding of the Holy Spirit baptism. You'll be drawn closer in relationship with the Holy Spirit and receive prayer and activation into the baptism with the Holy Spirit. You can also go through it with a small group of friends, a church class, or a discipleship group. You could download the accompanying PDF for each lesson and apply the principles to your life and take the action steps. Your faith will grow as you read the scriptures, watch the videos, and participate in the activation. The gift is for you. The gift is for today. The gift is to empower your spiritual life. We know that you will finish this course with the divine empowerment that comes through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So start your journey today. Go to charismacourses.com/collections and click on Jared Lasky and enroll in the Baptism of the Holy Spirit e-course. Amen. There's a comment on the screen here. This is so good. This is so good. So where do people begin? How do they activate, receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and start be activated in Jesus' name?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy. If you're born again right now, all you got to do is just open your mouth and begin to pray. You tell the Holy Spirit right now, Spirit of the living God, I know that you're within me already. Now I want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence with speaking other tongues. I will not let my mind rob me of what is in my spirit, because tongues does not come from here. It comes from your belly. Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. All right. So it is words from the Holy Ghost. Now, and all you got to do, and then take a step of faith. Take a step of faith and just do it. Just do it. Now, I want to say this to you. Those who linger long in tongues will not find it long before they are led by the Holy Spirit. Those who linger long in tongues. This is why I spend about 90% of the time praying in the Spirit in my own private time. so that I can linger long in tongues in order to be able to be led by the Holy Spirit. So this is a very important statement for you to catch and to grasp. Those who linger long in tongues will not find it long before they are led by the Holy Spirit. So it's important for you to pray in tongues.
Amen. Well, I just feel like we should do that right now. We should see people receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If people need to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, they need to receive more of the Holy Spirit. Right now, I think that we should activate it by faith and start speaking that out in Jesus' name, as He wants to fill us so much. He wants to give us, it's a doorway into more of God. So Dr. Glenn, can you lead people right now who don't yet have the spiritual prayer language? Can you lead them to receive speaking in tongues and the baptism of Spirit?
Yes, sir. It's very easy for you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The first thing you've got to understand is that it is not coming from your mind. It is coming from your belly. The second thing you need to understand is that don't listen to people who have told you tongues is passed away, tongues is of the devil. Paul spoke in tongues. Peter spoke in tongues. James and John, they all prayed in tongues. All right? So when you pray in tongues, when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you'll be in good company because you'll be in the company of Peter, James, and John. So forget that. All right? And tongues are for us today because the Holy Spirit is here for you today. So what I'm going to do right now, if you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with a sincere heart, I want you to put your hand on your heart and pray this prayer with me right now and say this. Dear Holy Spirit, I thank you that I am born again and I already have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Now today, I want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Now today, by faith, I will open up my mouth and let these words that come from my belly to come out of my mouth, even though I do not understand it. But I thank you right now that I receive these words and I release these words right now in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Now begin to open your mouth and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost as I'm praying in the Holy Ghost with you right now. It is not coming from here. It is coming from here. The Bible says, and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. If you don't open your mouth, nothing is going to happen. There's no point in you saying hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, amen. That's not tongues. Tongues are things that your mind does not understand because it is words formulated by the Holy Ghost that comes out of your mouth. So begin to pray right now. Begin to pray right now in tongues in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, where you're standing today, we all stood there at some point in our lives, but we all had to take a step of faith and do it. So go ahead, take a step of faith and do it. The devil will tell you, oh, you're making this up. You're just speaking gibberish. Listen, you in your right mind will never make up these kind of words. So open your mouth right now and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It is through tongues that you will discover the plans, the purposes, the pursuits, the place, the path that God and the portion that God has for you. So open your mouth right now and begin to delve and dive into the river of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How will you receive the divine help of the Holy Spirit? The Bible tells you in the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 26, likewise, the Spirit of God helpeth our infirmities. And in life, you need help because we have a lot of shortcomings. So how do you actively receive the help of the Holy Spirit? It is by praying in tongues. So I want you to write this down. You get the help of the Holy Spirit by actively praying in the Spirit. Now, let me give you a couple more things that you might want to write down that would be a blessing to you. Amen. Tongues. You know why I pray in tongues? Because tongues is the excavation process of extracting treasures hidden in the deep. Just like you drill for oil, All right. So tongues is the excavation process of extracting treasures hidden in the deep that cannot be seen with the natural eyes, but were buried deep within. Are you listening? Just like you do, you see that in the natural realm. They go deep, they dig deep to excavate treasures. This is what you're doing when you're praying in tongues, because the Bible tells you, Paul says, we have this treasure in earthen vessel. Well, how am I going to tap into these treasures? Tongues is the tapping of the treasures that God has put on the inside of you. In other words, tongues, if you like, is like drilling for oil in the bedrock of your spirit. Did you hear that? Tongues is drilling for oil. Drilling for oil. The more you pray in tongues, the more you're drilling for oil. And at some point, gush out, glory to God. And then not only will it be bless you, but it will bless the whole world around you. If you want to increase in the anointing, increase in the glory of God, then drill, baby, drill. Drill, baby, drill. Drill and pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in tongues until you hit that gushing point. Boom! It's going to come out of your belly, shall flow rivers.
Amen. Oh, man, this is so powerful. Thank you so very much. I do want to highlight your book, The Power of Praying in Tongues, which we discussed previously last season of Adventures in the Spirit of Jared Lasky, The Power of Praying in Tongues, Unleashing the Supernatural Dimension in You, and also your book, The Holy Spirit, The Supernatural and You. I've got a link provided for that for people to purchase that on Amazon as well. Can you share just a little bit about that book, The Holy Spirit, The Supernatural in You?
Yes, this is the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. It is every believer is to know the Holy Spirit. When you read what Paul says, he says, now in the last verse of the book of 2 Corinthians, the last chapter, he says, now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Not just with Benny Hinn, not just with some famous pastor. No. He says the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. That means every born-again believer, me included, you included, Jared included, it is our God-given right to have communion with the Holy Spirit. Now, it is your communion with the Holy Spirit. It is that which will determine what you command in life. Let me say it again. It is your communion with the Holy Spirit that will determine what you command in life. So, what is the communion of the Holy Spirit? What was in the mind of the Apostle Paul when he engaged the word, the communion of the Holy Spirit? Well, that everybody knows the Greek word for that, all right? The communion of the Holy Spirit, but he got it from, Paul did not invent that word, okay? And that word means partnership. Yeah, and the amen. Partnership of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Greek word is the word koinonia, okay? Yeah. And Paul didn't make up that word. Now, if you went to school and you did mathematics, and if you know Pythagoras' theorem, it was Pythagoras that came up with that word koinonia. Now, what was in the mind of Pythagoras when he coined the word koinonia? In the mind of Pythagoras, koinonia would represent a community of people having all things in common with nothing missing, nothing broken, and everything going fine. But because man is so evil, they couldn't do it. So where man failed and couldn't have koinonia, the Apostle Paul comes and re-engaged that word and tells us where man fail, you with the Holy Ghost can have it. In other words, it will be communion with him, partnership with him, where in your life there is nothing missing, nothing broken. Now, let me say this to you. The word koinonia means partnership, means friendship, okay? Means association with the Holy Spirit. But how do you develop that? Well, the etymology of the word koinonia is the word koine. What's the word koine? Well, in the times of Jesus, in the time of the Apostle Paul, there were two kinds of Greek. Classical Greek and Koine Greek. What is Koine? It means common language. So how do I develop friendship? How do I develop partnership? How do I develop my association? with the Holy Spirit and deepen it is by language. What language? Tongue. Because language connects. Now, if you were to be an American and you go to Paris, France, and nobody speaks English, and you're in the train and you're in the subway there, and all of a sudden you hear another guy speaking English, right? And maybe he's from New York, and you are from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You've never met, but the fact that the guy speaks your language, he's like your long lost brother. Why? Because language connects. The moment you speak the language of the Holy Spirit, you will connect with the Holy Spirit. This is why this book is important for you, because it will teach you how to deepen your relationship, your friendship, your partnership with the Holy Spirit, and you will see the supernatural, the miraculous explode in your life.
Guys, we're talking about speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, some key insights from Dr. Glenn about from his book, The Holy Spirit, the Supernatural, and You, and also the power of praying in tongues. I want to highly recommend that you guys purchase this. I do have a link provided in the podcast description for The Holy Spirit, the Supernatural, and You. Dr. Glenn, what is the best way for people to get a hold of you for more information?
They can go to my website, glennarekion.org, glennarekion.org. Or if that's too difficult, just go to BeBlessed, BeBlessed.org. Or they can follow me on Facebook. They can follow me on Twitter and in Instagram. But, you know, the easiest way to catch me is on Facebook. But then you can also go to my podcast. Go to my podcast. Every week there is a new message free of charge. You can get me on iTunes and Spotify. All you got to do is type in The Faith Lift Radio. The Faith Lift Radio. Okay? And you will find, you can connect with me, or if you want to call the office, 502-523-4407. So you can connect with me on my podcast, The Faith Lift Radio, okay, on iTunes and other platforms, or on Facebook, or on Twitter, or on Instagram. You can follow me on Facebook, and we preach when I'm home. I do live Monday to Wednesday. Praise God.
Amen. I've got your website on the screen right there for everybody. And again, in the podcast description, I have a link to your book, The Holy Spirit, The Supernatural in You. I want to encourage everybody to get that book, and also the book, The Power of Praying in Tongues. And also, I just recently released a book, The Baptism with the Holy Spirit, and people are receiving the Spirit baptism around the world through these resources. Dr. Glenn, it's always an honor and a pleasure to have you on Adventures in the Spirit. Thank you so very much for being my special guest. And I would love for people to reach out to you and reach out to me and let us know what the Holy Spirit did in them while they are watching this or listening in. Thank you so very much, guys. Subscribe to Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky anywhere you listen to podcasts, and go to glennarekion.org. Thank you so much for listening to Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky, a podcast that activates you to live the supernatural life. Subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and share it with your friends. Leave a 5-star rate and review, which helps us reach more people with the love and power of the Holy Spirit, and partner with us at firebornministries.com. And may you live your best spirit-empowered life and have your own adventures in the Holy Spirit.